This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, here we go, the year in review. This is the big one. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who really is the big one when it comes to news talk radio. He's the expert. The Bible of the talk radio business is Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers, and here to go through the charts for the top news talk stories of the year, the people list as well, according to the research done by his folks. It's a big job. Somebody's got to do it, Michael, so that we are resting on your expertise. Here we are.
It's waiting. A big, dirty job.
It is a big, dirty job, right.
But someone, as you say, has to do it, and we did it. Right.
If anybody big enough and dirty enough to do it, it's you.
Yeah. Big, dirty Michael here.
All right.
Are you ready for number 10?
I think we should talk about the football game between the Broncos and whoever else they... Why don't we do that? Denver versus whoever, instead of talking about these things. You want to do that or not? No?
Denver played the, I think, who did they play? The Rams, you know? But why that game? Why do you care about that
game? I don't know. I just was thinking about something off the wall that was kind of silly, and that was the first thing that came to my mind, because I don't pay much attention to it either. But I was thinking, you know, just to sort of get people distracted from the realities. When I look at this list and I think, good God, with all these things that are going on, how do we even survive? Maybe it's by watching football or by watching soccer or something.
Well, I think I was a guest this week on several radio shows, and one of the people asked me, you know, about the role of sports in our society,
right?
And basically, my answer was, and it's not like I'm the world's greatest sociologist, but that sports is an event for us to blow off steam, blow off energy. It's sort of a fake way of having violence in our lives. Tribalism, you know. I'm Denver, and you're from Los Angeles,
right? The Patriots and Tom Brady. Yeah, let's get angry at him because he left. Okay, so.
Well, I still am angry at him for leaving. But the more time goes by, the more I realize I would have left too.
The rumor floating around this week is that Brady and Gronk are coming back to the Patriots. So
it's possible.
It's crazy.
I love it.
Wouldn't it be interesting?
Then we'd watch their teeth chattering one more time.
Good God. All right, anyway.
None of it matters. None of it matters.
What does matter? Is it even us being here, does that matter?
Well, let's say what matters is finding meaning.
Yes.
So what matters is trying to figure out what matters. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Hey, I actually said something. That's the first
very
thing.
Good.
First thing
what matters.
Said.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. So here are the
top things that don't matter.
We'll spend the whole hour talking about them, right?
It sounds like we've already had our New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
We've had our New Year's Eve breakfast. At number 10, we have a lot of mimosas. At number 10 on the year in review, this is the biggest stories of the year in terms of how much conversation was rendered about them by the talk show hosts and their listeners. Climate change tied with space exploration at number 10. Number 9, COVID-19 and health. This is definitely the COVID era. We're going into the fourth calendar year of COVID. Actually, the fifth, because it's called 19. It's 2019. We're going into 2023. That's 4 years. 8 is social media tied with big tech, tied with censorship. Number 7, race relations tied with LGBTQ rights and abortion rights. Number 6, urban crime tied with gun control. Number five, Russia-Ukraine war tied with U.S.-China relations, and they are related. At number four, border security and the Hunter Biden case. Hard to believe the Hunter Biden case on News Talk Radio, number four story talked about. You don't see much of it elsewhere. At number three, Trump's legal issues tied with his presidential aspirations. Number two, the economy. And number one, the midterm elections. Those are the biggest stories on News Talk Radio this past year. The people, it was difficult to do because there were a lot of people that arguably at one point or another were in the top ten,
yeah.
Particularly candidates, people, you know, like Fetterman and Oz and Hershey.
Oh, even the Queen died.
Yeah, all that. But here are the people that consistently over the year were talked about. So I wanted to do that disclaimer because this was a tough one to do. At number 10, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 9, Dr. Tony Fauci. At number 8, Vladimir Putin, Vladimir Zelensky, and Xi Jinping. Number 7, a man we hear about, in my opinion, far too much. He annoys me, but he's important. Elon Musk. Number 6, Hunter Biden. I mean, why?
Another one.
And number 5, Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson. And number 4, Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Ron DeSantis. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And the differential between Biden and Trump, very, very almost imperceptible.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Trump is still talked about all the time.
You know, it's really interesting. Yeah, it's a bit. But where does it all go? This is something, the nuance, the flavor of the day, the week, the month in terms of conversation. If it doesn't change, then our format doesn't grow. And I think that we have some elements of change, even though you're right. The elections and Trump and Biden are right there on the top of things. But I think Elon Musk, say what you will about him, offered some refreshing new angles to talk about with regard, you know, usually the bad guy has been Mark Zuckerberg, who's number 10, but Elon Musk outweighed him. He's number 7 on the list. That kind of stuff. I think that has given us the opportunity
Musk has been talked about more than Zuckerberg.
Yeah, right. But this is the first year of that.
More.
For that reason, anyway.
So what are you insinuating that it doesn't change or that it does change?
I'm inferring, not insinuating. I'm inferring that the list, if we were to dig out last year's list of the top News Talk stories of the year, we would find most of these in some way, shape, or form on the list. What I'm saying is that I think in order for our format to continue to grow and expand, even though I was talking on the hour that is a compliment to this, is the talk radio review I do with some of the folks that I work with on the air Monday through Friday, the whole business about where we are today versus where we were a year ago. The newer things, for example, the Roe v. Wade stuff that came to the surface. That's sort of a retread of what went on a long time ago. And what we were talking about was, what do we have to bring into the conversation to make sure it's fresh and new and people will stay, or new people will come in to hear conversations. Like, there's always some way of looking at these stories with a different wrinkle. I'm thinking, frankly, about something that got a lot of attention on my program this week, the election of George Santos, that guy from New York who apparently got elected and it's about as illegal as he could be. It's an interesting personal story about his false claims. He said he was Jewish and he isn't. He did this and he didn't. He raised $11 million and spent $400,000 of it on his own for vacations. That's sort of a fresh, there's a new face anyway. We don't have to keep talking about, when you bring somebody like that up, you go away from Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, the people that have been there. I'm just saying there are these issues, but there are new people to kind of freshen it up a little. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, but You sound like the DJs that used to kvetch about having to play the same record.
Same music over and over again?
How would you like to work? You know, you talk about our format, but I don't consider this to be my format because I consider all talk formats to be my format because I know there's talkers, and news talk is just one of them. That's one of my pet peeves, that there's more to talk radio than just conservative news talk radio. But that being said, we're talking about conservative news talk radio right now. You talk about our format doesn't change. How would you like to work at a radio station where you're saying, all right, this is stereo, you know, this is Rock 100, and here's Fleetwood Mac with Go Your Own Way, followed by Journey and Don't Stop Believin'. And
they play the same 850 records over
for the last 45 years.
That's a good point.
So this is really the most dynamic format.
Yes. Oh, it is. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. That's why I'm doing it, because I feel the dynamism. Is that a word? Dynamism?
Dynamism is a great word,
yes.
We shouldn't be confused with dynamation. If you can tell me what dynamation was, you'll win a dozen donuts.
I'm going to talk about how you can get money from the federal government right now, so if you hold on, we can get to that after. I talk about the folks.
Intensely.
At COVIDpayment.com. They've got good news for you. If you have a small business and you stayed open during COVID, you could get up to $26,000 per employee if you've got five people that you kept on the job during 2020 and 2021. Go again. This is the address, COVIDpayment.com. $26,000 per employee. Not bad, right? And maybe if you got 50 employees, imagine what this will do for you. Go to COVIDpayment.com, answer a few simple questions, and then the accounting experts there will do the rest of the work. They'll collect the money. They get paid a percentage. You get the rest. Pretty good deal when you don't have to pay it back, right? It's not a loan. It's part of the CARES Act, which is something Joe Biden thinks was one of his big accomplishments of this past year. So, businesses of all types, again, underscoring things like restaurants and construction companies, that sort of thing. Go to COVIDpayment.com. Help yourself to $26,000 per employee. It's fairly simple. Do it now while you're thinking about it. That's COVIDpayment.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Number 10 on the list this year has been a focus on the weather. Have you seen the pictures of the ice-covered homes up in Buffalo and on the other side of the border in Canada? Some of the pictures are fabulous. something really, even though this we pride ourselves in talking about things and painting word pictures, that's a thing to observe and then to talk about. It's just fabulous. So something to think about here on The Countdown with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program and longtime colleague of Michael's in the sense that we've both been involved in talk radio for over 30 years. We've both been involved in radio for over 50 years. So here we are, experts in our field, if you will. All right. So one of the things, the reason I brought up the fact that we were both involved in this for 50 years, because both of us used to be disc jockeys. Michael actually was longer in that field than was I. I got into the talk business in the 70s, and Michael was one of the most successful one of the most successful disc jockeys in the country. He would highlight groups, and you know, he actually was responsible for what we call the AOL format, right?
No, AOL.
AOL.
I had nothing to do with AOL. I wouldn't be
That's
here
a
on
slip
this
of the tongue.
Cockamamie show if I had
no,
started
you wouldn't.
AOL.
That's true. No. That was funny. The AOL format.
Yeah, I started the AOL format. Now I'm going to buy Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Buy Twitter. Elon didn't take my call. I'll teach him that son of a gun.
Damn him. All right, so anyway, one of the things that Michael has done in the course of his career was highlight and promote a lot of the great rock groups of the era in which he was on AOR radio. Right. And one of the groups was Gun Hill Road. He became very familiar with them, as he did with other groups. And then, as life would have it, Michael has become a member. The group is still around. They're still recording. They still make hits. And so he became, we had one song we played, I think, last year and into this year that you did with them. And then during the course, I think it was the summer, wasn't it, when you came out with this, we're going to play a snippet from the song that you recorded and has been airing since summertime. You want to tell us a little about it?
The song is called Idiots, and basically it deals with the fact that idiocy is one of the most dangerous problems facing our democracy, that idiocy, you know, widespread, chronic, institutionalized dumbness is a problem. Not that everybody's dumb, but too many people are, and they vote, and they speak, and they write, and they call, and they talk, and they cause all kinds of problems. So we made the song Idiots, and we have a video of it that is half of the product. It's I'll give everybody, after you play the snip of it, the clip of it, or whatever we call a short part of the song, I'll tell you where you can go to see the whole thing. But it really resonated on the talk radio show.
I think you're right about that. All right, here's Michael Harrison with a little piece of Idiots.
Idiots walk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us. Their speech is often hazy. Idiots talk among us. Never ceases to amaze me. Idiots talk among us. Tries to be crazy, crazy, crazy. They cherry-pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas. Agree with almost anything that feeds their hate and fears. Always blaming others for their own damn lack of vision. They buy the crap that sold them from the merchants of division.
All right, so there's a little bit of a piece of this song that came out this week. When we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown show, we'll have Michael tell you how you can get to listen to that, because it's pretty easy to do, and a lot of folks have. It's become very popular, again, on the News Talk circuit. So Michael talking about idiots, singing about idiots as well. We do both of that. Maybe we should sing more on this program. We'll discuss and debate that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Year-End Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Disgraced GOP Congressman-elect George Santos has admitted lying on his resume after he won election in Long Island, New York. Representative-elect George Santos on Fox News says the lies don't matter because he's smarter than you.
No, it's not false at all. It's debatable. I can sit down and explain to you what you can do in private equity, in capital intro, via servicing limited partners and general partners. And we can have this discussion that's going to go way above the American people's head.
President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week, while vacationing in St. Croix. The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for four people who were on board a helicopter that crashed into the Gulf of Mexico Thursday afternoon. The chopper was leaving an oil platform when it crashed roughly 10 miles offshore of Southwest Pass, Louisiana. That's the state's most southern point. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an official organ, if you will, of the talk radio industry. Does that sound right, or is that too cumbersome?
It's an organ. It is an organ, and exactly. We're the organ grinders.
Yes, we are. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side. Number two on the count.
At your service and on your side.
Did you like that? Yeah. Old-time radio thing. Yeah, right. We've been talking about Michael's tune called Idiots that went out this year. And some people at first thought, wow, that's kind of a nasty title for a song. Mm-hmm. But when you listen to the lyric line, it's so appropriate. It is about what's going on. And there aren't a lot of people who have the stiffness of candor to take on this and to make it a, you know, it's a public, it's become a, in public domain, tens of thousands of people have listened to this thing. And it is, it's entertaining, but it's more than that. It's kind of right on, frankly. Nice that the two things
Well, I think so. Yeah, it's not public domain. I own the publishing rights to it, but that's another story. Idiotsvideo.com is how people can see this music video. And, you know, I don't promote many things. I'm sort of the color caller. You're the guy that does the promotions and things. But the fact of the matter is that... I want you to listen to watch this, folks. I really do. It means a lot to me. This is the best thing I've ever done in my life. I really, please
right,
go and www.idiotsvideo.com. And idiots is spelled I-D-I-O-T-S, in case you can't spell idiots. It's idiots video.
You're an idiot if you can't spell idiots. It's not an acronym for anything.
Right. And it's not partisan. It's against all sides.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Idiotsvideo.com. Write it down. I know you're driving. Pull over.
Uh-huh.
How's that? Is that a good pitch?
That's a very good pitch. I think that was great.
Please do this for me.
Yeah, please, please, please.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to the list.
Idiotsvideo.com.
Yep, thank you. The list that you can find at Talkers Magazine and also GoodDayShow.com. As we contemplate the economy going into the new year, I presented something on the air on the Good Day program this week, looking ahead to 2023 and what the prognosis has been. I do like you do. You listen to a lot of the news talk radio stations. I go to 14 or 15 different sources every day to come up with things that I think will intrigue the listeners to the Good Day program. And I found this on Business Insider, looking ahead to the year. We've certainly looked back at the year and how it has frustrated people because of inflation and interest rates and what it costs to buy a house, what it costs to buy a car, all that sort of thing. Trump will crow that the economy was best when he was president. And you can kind of make an argument for that, actually, that holds water in terms of how the economy improved during his tenure. I noticed, Michael, that the Fed says they have more work to do in this article in Business Insider to look at 2023 and the shifts that are taking place at the Federal Reserve, increasing the rate increase has been highest this past year. You go back decades and you don't see this kind of increase, even when things were bad in 2010. But the economy does look like it is improving, depending on your definition of that word. And looking into the second half of 2023, most of the economists that are quoted in this article suggest that this year is going to be pretty good once we get through the humps of the first 4, 5, 6 months. So that's good news, I guess. Yeah, don't you think? Do we present enough good news?
It's good news. It's a prediction. It's not news yet. It's news that these people have used.
Yeah.
Most people don't know where the economy is going to go. Talking about the economy is always, you know, in hindsight.
Yeah.
And blaming or crediting presidents is much overstated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a president.
So why do we get so wrapped up on the personalities of, you know, I saw the
idiots.
the same newspaper has a story about the founder of the Home Depot, a guy named Bernie Marcus. We know, most Americans know what Home Depot is, and how is the success of this has been something amazing. So the guy who founded it is 93-year-old Bernie Marcus, who last year donated $64 million to reelect Trump and other Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
$64 million. What is wrong with that picture? Think about it. I mean, even if it was somebody giving that much money to Biden, I think that is one of the side stories when you talk about elections and stuff and how people get elected and how much money comes in. You don't think that Trump is taking this guy's call?
All right, let me ask you a question. Which would you prefer? a guy like Biden and your typical politician who relies on PAC money and special interest money and donations from all over the place, or a guy like Musk who just writes out a check for billions of dollars and now has power? Is it at least these people have to answer to somebody? when they don't have to answer to anybody, you know, I don't answer to anybody. Well, that scares me more than having to answer to special interests. It's a flawed system. How do you do it? I mean, a case could be made that this is Marcus's free speech, that he has the right to donate.
Well, that's what Citizens United, that was their argument when they got the thing approved, or the Supreme Court went along with the contention that was put forth by Citizens United that corporations are people, and they should be able to give as much as they want to give. And that's, this guy writes checks for $64 million this past year for Republicans, and for the biggest check went to Trump's reelection campaign.
I think don't make it look, though, that Biden doesn't get the same thing.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not using that as an example. It's disgusting. All of it.
As a matter of fact, some people give millions of dollars to both sides. It's called hedging their bet.
Yeah, exactly.
And what it does is it buys you access.
Trump was one of the best practitioners of that before he got elected president. You look at his record of who he supported in New York local politics, state politics, national politics. He gave as much money to Democrats as he did to Republicans. And in fact, he was a Democrat. Yeah. So
and his positions on many issues were pure Democrat prior to him figuring out that he had more chance of winning the Republican nomination based upon the way things, the lay of the land.
Right. He was an opportunist. That's it. Mm-hmm. Pure and simple. He was an opportunist. So anyway, and aren't most of the rest of these people, when you look at, isn't Ron DeSantis an opportunist?
Yeah. Well, Trump would Pelosi? Say he's proud of being an opportunist.
Yeah.
He'd say I'm smart, you know.
Right. Exactly. Well, opportunity gives you the chance for advancement. I mean, you're in a manner of speaking. I am. I'm an opportunist. I've taken advantage of a hole that there was in the radio as far as what kind of radio programs are around. And so I do something different. You took advantage of the need that people had for information about this format and created a whole empire around it.
And for that, I apologize.
No, you don't. You shouldn't. Only
I find that when we get down to the base of all of our issues, it has to do with the human condition and human nature, and there all bets are off, because we have a terrible time trying to figure out how we humans operate, you know, how we tick. And that's what this is really all about, human nature.
I want to review what's at talkers.com with Michael in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder about how, as we get into the season, if you've noticed on the radio and the television this past week, most of the advertising, or much of it, has been aimed at the same old stuff that we get at the end of the year and the beginning of the year. Let's lose weight. Let's have our New Year's resolutions. Number one, stop smoking. Number two, lose weight. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the same story I've told you for the past 7 years, and that is getting healthy is important. You're right. Losing the weight that you put on over the past couple of months, yep, a very important thing for you to do. And the way to do it the right way is to go to toploss.com and seek out the opportunity for you to lose weight and keep it off with the help of Calotren, Calotren. It is the world's only weight loss formula that has absolutely no stimulants in it, has absolutely no drugs in it whatsoever, made up of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. That's the secret to rebuilding your body as you lose the weight. Because you got to do both. Lose the weight and keep your body in shape. So do yourself a favor. Go online to toploss.com. Make your New Year's resolution. Yep, I'm going to lose weight. Okay, see how it can be done using Calotren at toploss.com. You'll see all kinds of examples and help. You'll be able to talk to a counselor. Use the Doug code when you buy. Get free shipping and the best deals possible, like 90 days of the product free. That's just it. Explore the possibilities for you to stay healthy and lose the weight at toploss.com for Calotren.
paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
All right, it's not. Well, it's almost over. It's 47 past the hour.
Is it over yet? Are we there?
Almost over. Yeah, we're almost there. I notice when I go to talkers.com to look and find out what's going on, who you've interviewed, Michael Harrison interviews. The most recent one, I think, is George Norrie,
yeah,
which we talked about last week.
Yeah, we're on vacation this week, so there's nothing.
Yes, the headline is, Yappy Holidays to you. Yappy Holidays. So, yappers, take a rest. Right, most of the talk hosts are off this week anyway, right? There's either repeats or people that fill in for, I think I'm the only one who does who's around all the time, who does the program, you know, all seasons, a program for all seasons. Well, and so, you know, you look at these.
A case to be made that that's a service, you know. As a matter of fact, George Norrie, who I interviewed, said that he always does his shows live on the holidays because he believes that many people are lonely during the holidays.
He and I had that conversation once because we both do that.
Yeah.
And that is why we're here. Because we're a service. Exactly. Yeah.
And I think when I was a DJ, I used to volunteer to come in on Christmas Eve and do the Christmas Eve show, even if I was the morning man on the station, because I loved playing the Christmas records on Christmas Eve, and the vibe in the air was so magical.
Fabulous. Yeah. Isn't it really fabulous? The vibe in the air, even though we've looked at all these things for the News Talk Radio world, and some of them are downers, but generally speaking, this time of year, most of us are in a good place. Don't you think?
I think so. I think some of us are halfway in a good place and halfway stressed out. I think the commercialization of Christmas is the downfall of it for many people.
Yeah.
Beyond that, though, I think it's a pretty wonderful thing. The message of Christmas, the mood, the music, the food, and some of the old movies. Yeah, there's a lot good going on.
Yeah, there is. I think that it's just, it's fun to be on the air all the time, for me anyway. And I think that one of the things I have to be thankful for is the relationship you and I have as we go into the new year.
Same.
We'll do another year of this, and who knows, next year this time we may actually have some different things on the chart.
The thought scares me.
What, that we're going to do this a year from now?
No, that there'll be different things on the chart. Who knows what it's going to be? People always say, what's going to happen next year? And my answer always is the unknown is going to be the biggest
story
of the year.
Michael Harrison, check out the list. The top news talk stories of the year are at talkers.com. It's 10 before the hour.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sounds like the beginning theme for a big Bible movie, but it's not. Hi, Chuck Curry is here at 53 after the hour on Good Day as we go out the end of December, the end of 2022, talking about a movie that was made, what, 30 years ago? Chucker is so fixated on the Poseidon Adventure and Beyond the Poseidon Adventure. That's where this comes from, right?
Yes, that is the theme, the Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, which came out in 1979, which is really right about there, putting the final nail in the coffin of the career of Irwin Allen, the producer, who went from a megaton, went from zero to 100 stock, and then 100 to almost zero the other way, with a lot of failures at the tail end of his disaster run. But I was saying to myself before I came on the air, what are people going to be watching on New Year's Eve in terms of movies? Well, the Poseidon Adventure would be the obvious one, but I like to go beyond. I like to go beyond the Poseidon Adventure, and I'll tell you a funny story. Like in my ice cream parlor, I have a big screen TV right in the back, and I play Beyond the Poseidon Adventure at least once a week. So when people come in, they go, "Oh my goodness, this guy's going beyond again." And I will guarantee you, we are the only radio show in history that has played Beyond the Poseidon Adventure theme today,
I'm sure of that.
One day before New Year's Eve.
I take pride in that.
But I'll tell you one interesting footnote. The stars of this movie, Michael Caine, Sally Field, Carl Malden, Telly Savalas, Jack Warden, Peter Boyle, Shirley Jones, Shirley Knight, and Mark Harmon, who was in it, was 22 years of age. But originally, when they were casting this film, instead of Michael Caine, who did The Swarm with Irwin Allen, they actually reached out to a few different big actors like Burt Reynolds. And initially, years before, when they wanted to do a sequel to Beyond the Beside Adventure, they were thinking about John Wayne, but all of these stars passed and wound up casting Michael Caine. It's not a great movie, but it has a nostalgic value
to me.
I enjoy watching it like a Saturday morning time killer.
I understand. Here's the story from Marvel. As the year ends, they've teased Stan Lee. They're going to do a documentary in 2023. Disney Plus is going to do what would have been his 100th birthday celebration without him.
Yes, saw that.
So one wonders if, in fact, I was with Uri Geller last week, and a couple of the Marvel, if you look at the history of some of the Marvel comic books, have featured stories about Uri Geller. And so I was thinking, I hadn't thought about him for a while. Uri has a big picture of him on one of his walls when he was much younger. You go back and you think about it. He started all this stuff in 1939.
Well, I got to tell you, when you go to a Marvel movie, and then they always do the Stan Lee cameo, when his cameo pops up, the fans in the audience always roar with applause.
Yeah, of course.
That's really cool, actually. Oh, by the way, box office. Yesterday, Avatar Way of Water on Wednesday, the Wednesday had the biggest Wednesday of the year. $20 million is now at $1.1 billion
worldwide.
People
are going to see it.
By me saying this, it fuels more people to see it, because when people know something's successful and more people are watching, they go, it must be good, or I want to go see it because everybody else is seeing it. It's just fuels it. So, that's good for theaters that it does well.
Any interest in seeing it.
This week in TV history, 1963, Let's Make a Deal premieres on NBC. Was that Monty Hall, Doug?
Monty Hall. Yep, Monty Hall started in Let's Make a Deal. Now, I think they revived it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, they did.
Wayne Brady.
Yeah, and it's still going. It's still going strong. It's still a fixture on daytime television. And this day in TV, 1980, The Wonderful World at Disney premiered on NBC, another staple of my childhood on Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
There you go. So I'm looking at a story of Anna Kendrick, who was in a new movie called Alice, Darling.
Yeah.
And as she's going out to promote the movie, I'm looking at pictures of her. She looks absolutely awful. She has a wonderful face, her body. She's emaciated, skinny to the bone.
She's always been thin, though.
Well, but she's not. This is really thin. Anyway, one of the things that was a focus of one of her interviews was her relationships. The destructive relationship she had with somebody who was psychologically abusive in her...
Horrible.
You know, apparently the movie that one of the movies is that she's been in has sort of reflected on that personal side of her life. So interesting to see how that film.
Happy New Year, Doug.
Happy New Year to you, Chucker. Thanks for being here. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.